Podcast. The goal of this podcast and this community is to support and empower you in your journey through your motherhood and your womanhood. I'm Erin, your host, and I have been down in the deep of the shame and the shock and the overwhelm of being a single parent. But I want to teach you what I've learned to come out of all that into a joy-filled motherhood and womanhood that I love. I will help you focus on three areas that have the potential to make a huge difference in your life. Number one, strategies, rhythms, and systems that make your life easier. Number two, making the most of your money. And number three, we'll focus on taking care of you and figuring out what you want, my dear, because you are the boss, the queen. You are a beautiful soul. So follow this podcast, join the community, and let's start working on that right now. Hi, everybody. Welcome in, friends. Very glad to have you here today. I am going to do an episode on what I needed as an overwhelmed single mom. And really, it was because someone asked me recently or said to me, I don't know how you do it as a single mom. And you know, that gets you thinking like, well, first of all, thank you for recognizing that. It's a lot. Thank you. But really, it got me thinking like, it's not so much about doing all the things. It's really about like the emotional, the mental load of being a single mom to me is more than the load of all the things you have to do. And the load of all the things you have to do is heavy. But for me, like the mental and emotional load, at least at one time, was even heavier. And so it got me kind of thinking about my journey there and what I needed and found as an overwhelmed single mom. So of course, I always go back. I've talked about this before. I always go back to that time on my living room floor where I like hit my lowest point. I was crying. I think I was screaming. In my head, I was screaming. My kids were sleeping, so I don't know if I was really screaming, but in my memory, I was screaming. And I'm on my living room floor, and it was my lowest of lowest point, but also my turning point. My turning point where I was like, I cannot do this. This is not where it's at. This is not, And I kind of turned from there, but how? I feel like that is the point. Sorry, guys, I got coffee on my computer here. Oh no, sorry, computer. Okay, so that is the point where I was like, I need to love myself. So the first thing on my list of things I needed as an overwhelmed single mom, the first thing is love. And I guess I wasn't getting the love where I wanted it from, and I had to love myself. I had to love myself, and I don't think I ever needed to love myself before to the point where I had to like focus on it. No, you need love, Erin, and it starts with you. You need to love yourself. And also, like, I had to realize God's love. Like, that was a big part of it for me, my spiritual growth through it all. And realize, hey, God loves me too. I'm loved. I love myself. And how did I do that? Like, I had to give myself that time to sit with myself, to journal, to reflect, to think, to take care of myself mentally. Because remember, I'm saying, for me, the load was not all physical, like all the things I have to do, my to-do list. It was emotional and mental. Like, I didn't picture myself as a single mom. I didn't have a lot of single moms, like none. I didn't have any single moms in my life as a model. I don't know what this is like. So I had to figure that out. So it was like mentally and emotionally taxing. Plus my relationship, like the downfall of my relationship was awful. It was awful. So that was part of it, of course, the mental load of that, the emotion, like becoming the single mother, the single woman, the single mother, becoming that was emotional. Okay, so I had to give myself love. And again, okay, so let's go on to the next one, because the next one kind of goes with that. So I had to find myself. I had to figure out who I was, what I liked, what I wanted out of life, what I valued, what core values. Like, I started working on, what do I value? What are the top three things? What do I want out of my life? What are my goals? What do I want for my family? How do I want my kids, like my home life, to feel? And I really had to figure all that stuff out. Like, that's what I needed. Because when there's so much going on physically, mentally, emotionally, you have to focus on something. You have to focus on something. And to figure out what to focus on, you have to figure out what you want, what you value, what you need. So that was such a huge part of what I needed. And that goes along, intertwines with loving myself, because finding myself, like, who am I? Who am I? And once you start figuring out who you are and kind of shedding these layers of what you've like collected from the world, like just from being in the world, right? In advertisements, with your friends, in school, all these years, like, you collect identities that, are they really you? Or are they just other people, or the world, or TV, culture, magazines, radio, like what you see everywhere? You kind of collect that as your identity, and all of a sudden, you don't know who you really are. And that's kind of where I was at. Like, I didn't know who I really was, what I really wanted. And it's not like you can just sit there one day and write a list. Who am I really? Let's write a list. No, it's like it goes with like shedding the identities that you're not, and really doing a lot of heart work, reflection, figuring out who you are. And I was a single mom going through emotional turmoil. So this took a while. This was every morning of me getting up. There was points where I was getting up at 3 a.m. I couldn't sleep. So why not just get up and start to journal? Why lay in bed and toss and turn when I can get up and start to journal? Like I said, it was a turning point. I am not going to feel sorry for myself. I'm not going to be the victim. I am going to take responsibility for my part in this, and I am turning it around today. I am loving myself regardless. I'm taking responsibility for how I got myself into this. Like, if I just kept blaming it on the other person, I could never move forward. Waiting for the other person to take responsibility is torture. If I just take responsibility for my part in this, because I had a part, I didn't think, I didn't know who I was or what I wanted, and I didn't ask the right questions, and I didn't follow my gut, I didn't follow my intuition, and I didn't care about certain things that I should have cared about, because I didn't value myself enough to care about it. And I had to take responsibility for all those things. I let things go that I should not have let go years before this, that I just didn't bother me. Well, they should have bothered me. And I need to take responsibility for that. And moving forward, I need to change that. But I love myself. It's okay. I forgive myself. I'm taking responsibility and I'm moving forward. Okay, I kind of am going down a rabbit hole here. I had to love myself and I had to find myself, figure out who I was, what I wanted. And in order to do that, I had to release some stuff. So the third thing I needed was I needed to release some stuff. Like I just said, I needed to release waiting for that other person to take responsibility. Like, why? Why am I holding on to that? I can't control it. It's not going to happen anytime soon. It's driving me nuts. Like, truly, that is why I was screaming on my living room floor. Because it had to do with, like, waiting for that other person to just take responsibility. And it wasn't going to happen. And it was so frustrating. So why am I waiting for it? Release it. Release it. I read the Book of Joy. And they have a whole section in there on forgiveness that really helped me. So if you're struggling with that, the Book of Joy by the Dalai Lama, and he's got to say, I think actually, who's that other guy? The Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu. He's got a whole book on forgiveness. So read those books if you need to release that, because that is what I needed. I needed to release that resentment. Oh my goodness. I needed to release that. I needed to get that off of me. That was not helping anybody. That was keeping me stuck. I had to release that. I had to work through my emotions. Okay. I also had to release things. Okay. And now I'm kind of moving into the physical. I had too much stuff. My house was a mess and I couldn't take care of it. So yes, like I said, probably the heavier part of being a single mom for me was emotional and mental, but there's also a lot of physical work that goes along with being a single mom. And I had too much stuff. I could not take care of it. I've mentioned this before. I found Joshua Becker was on a podcast and he's talking about minimalism, and it was like immediately, yes, 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 I need this. I need to release everything that is not serving me because I cannot take care of it. So if it is not serving me and it has no purpose and it is just causing more work for me, I need to let it go. And there's a lot of stuff around this house that's not serving me and just causing more work for me that I have to pick up every day. My kids were very little at this point. My kids help me now. They have to. I make them help me. But at that point, they were pretty little, and I wasn't very good at making them help me. So I was doing a lot on my own. I knew immediately I had to get rid of some stuff. So like the physical stuff in my house, so many bags and boxes I have gotten rid of. It was ridiculous how much stuff I had. And none of it was very good. Like I always am just hand-me-downs. And then I don't know why I keep it. I have this like, oh, I might need this. Oh, this is cool. Oh, this was cheap. No, get rid of it. Okay, so I had to release some actual stuff. And yeah, so, okay, what did I need? I needed love. I needed to love myself, and I needed to realize God loves me, and I needed to find myself. What do I really want? So that I can focus on moving forward. Because there's too much to focus on. I needed to focus on what was really important to me. And I needed to release some stuff, like physical stuff around my house that I have too much of. And release the resentment and waiting for someone to take responsibility. I just needed to take responsibility and release all waiting for all that. Okay. And then another thing I needed was systems. And this goes with the physical stuff again. My physical environment was so chaotic because I am a person, like I'm one of those people who are naturally disorganized. So if you are a naturally organized person, love yourself for that because it's very beneficial. It's hard to be a naturally disorganized person when all of a sudden you are basically the CEO of your home. Just you, two kids, and a full-time job, and things are chaos. And that can really, really wear on you. So I needed systems, and I figured it out. Like, I have systems for so much. Okay, let me think of an example. Well, some are little and stupid. Like, I did that episode on, cleaning, my weird cleaning systems, but it works. I clean up Yeah, I used it again last night. I was so tired. I did not want to clean my kitchen. We cooked dinner and just things coming home from school and work. My kitchen was cluttered up to the max and I did not want to clean it. I'm like, I am cleaning this in the morning. I'm going to bed. I slept so hard last night. But then I was like, no, just clean your age, which is one of my systems. Just clean your age. So what did I do? I picked up the amount of things that equals my age. And you know what? The kitchen was way better. I must be old. I picked up a lot of things. So the kitchen was way better. And that was like a system I have in place. I have grocery shopping list systems. I have cleaning systems. And I like start to use a system and then go away from it. But some of them stick, some of them don't. But having a routine, a rhythm, like coming home from school rhythm, a morning routine that I write out for the kids. Like I did that. I talked about that on my back to school episode. Just having a system like in the summer when we go somewhere, I pack my cooler. I got that. Eating breakfast. I eat the same breakfast every day. Like I wasn't really prepared to talk about all my systems on this podcast episode. I got to make a list and to really explain this. But I have a lot of systems and rhythms in place that help me because they help me basically run the show, run the house. Oh, run the house without thinking, without getting so exhausted, without wondering what to do next. Like, I just know what I have to do. It's part of my system. And I needed that. Every mom, I think, needs that. But as a single mom, it is so important to get organized and get some systems in place. Okay, so finally, the last thing I think I needed, because I didn't know I needed it until I had it, was a win. I needed a win because then all of a sudden I felt like, ooh, I am a badass is what I really want to say. No, I didn't want to swear on here, but I'm a badass. Like, woohoo. I am fierce. I don't know how else to say it. I need a better word than badass. Okay. But I needed a win. And for me, it was my budget. It was my budget, which sounds, I don't know what it sounds like to you, but I needed a win. So I talk about my budget before. It's not like I was horrible with money. I thought I was pretty smart with money. And I was like, I'd pay all my bills first. I had just a little bit of credit card debt. And then it got more. Something big happened. So then all of a sudden we had $6,000 more of credit card debt right around this fall apart time. So I did have quite a bit of credit card debt and a car loan and school loans. Okay. But I was paying them every month. It's not like I wasn't paying them. And I would always pay my bills first on time. But I was not smart with my budget. I really wasn't, because I could have been paying off all that debt. I could have been saving. I wasn't. I could have been investing. I really wasn't investing intentionally. So all of a sudden, I learned how to do that. I flipped it around and then I paid off all my debt. I saved a bunch of money. Now I bought a house. Like, yes, I needed that win. I needed to feel like I can do this. So whatever the win is, I feel like we need to have a win of some kind. Like, I don't know. For me, it was my budget. What is it for you? Do you have a win? What do you want to be your win? So those are the things that I needed as an overwhelmed single mom. And I found them and it turned everything around and I'm okay. I'm okay. What are they again? Love. I needed to find myself. I needed to release some stuff. Like physical stuff and emotional stuff. I needed systems and I needed a win. And I found all that stuff and it is going to be okay. I am happy. I'm happy. I'm not saying that it's like never hard anymore, but it's, I have so much joy and peace now. Like the hard times don't stick. Like it's not a hard season in my life. It's a hard day. This season in my life, I love it. So I am wishing the same for you. If you are here because you need to hear this stuff and this, like, I hope it helped you. You're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Have a wonderful day. Join the community. Come find me on Facebook, or not Facebook, Instagram. Maybe I'll get on Facebook one of these days, but come find me on Instagram. And yeah, have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.